Matthew chapter 1, verse 22 to 25. Matthew chapter 1, chapter 1. Now all of this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. And he knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. The forgotten man of Christmas. The forgotten man. The one that no one remembers. Last week we talked about Mary and Elizabeth. Today I want to talk about Joseph. Every little boy, when their parents require that you be in a Christmas play at Christmas, everybody wants to be Joseph because he doesn't have to say a word. All he has to do is just show up. He's the silent guy. Joseph never says a word in the Christmas story. He just stands there by the side of Mary. In this text, you read this text, starting at verse 18. You want to read that? Probably start at verse 18. I went down for the sake of time for verse 22. You read in this text that Joseph is engaged to Mary. And back in those days, there was a three-part process of getting married. One was the engagement. That is when your parents got together. You didn't just decide who you were going to marry. Your parents decided who you were going to marry, and they sort of negotiated the dowry, so to speak. So the first part was Joseph was engaged to Mary. So the parents had decided that Mary and Joseph would get together. Second part was the betrothal, and that was after the engagement. Usually it was about a year before you got married. The third part was you were married. And so at this particular point, Joseph and Mary were betrothed, and it was the same as if they were married. Only thing, they weren't living together, but it was known that Joseph belonged to Mary and Mary belonged to Joseph. And in this process, in this year between the engagement and now the marriage and the betrothal, something happened. How many of you know very often your plans are interrupted? I mean, Joseph is, I don't know if Joseph thinks she's the prettiest thing in the world, but I know one thing. The parents decided that that's who was going to marry. And in the process, in this time, in the meantime, Mary gets pregnant. Now, I know there's a whole lot of things that women can understand about the Bible that men can't understand. But, brothers, we understand this. We get this right, don't we? That's a problem. I mean, that's a major, big-time problem. The person that you're engaged to shows up pregnant, and her explanation is the Holy Spirit did it. Right. Joseph, according to the legal tradition, Joseph could have stoned her. Or Joseph could have tried to put her away privately. And that's what Joseph was thinking about doing. It started to speak, I'm not going to stone her, but I'm going to ruin her reputation. And she's sort of a spoiled person. And nobody will ever want her because her reputation is spoiled. But in the process, so much is going on in Joseph's life. Joseph goes to sleep. I don't know. Probably, if I was a drinking person, that probably would have been time to take a drink. I mean, you're engaged, is pregnant, and you know that you are not the one. But whatever the reason, Joseph goes to sleep. And in that sleep, he has a dream. And the dream says, Joseph, don't be afraid. Everything is all right. An angel tells Joseph, go and marry Mary. It will be all right. And Joseph immediately obeys. How many of you know it's good to obey God? Sometimes we don't understand. Why, Lord, why do I have to marry this woman? Joseph does not argue. He wakes up from the dream and he goes and marries Mary. And Joseph stands. You know, men, we get a whole lot of heat today. But here's a case where this man stands by his bride. He stands by her. And he doesn't get any credit on Christmas Day. You get the wise men. You get Zacchaeus. You get Mary. You get angels talking. Joseph doesn't say a word, but he obeys the angel and stands by his woman. Look at somebody and say, amen. There ought to be at least one woman out there to say amen. Joseph stands by. And Joseph, we don't know a whole lot about Joseph. We know that he was a carpenter. We know that he comes from Nazareth. We know that he is in the David's line. We know a little bit about him, but we don't know a lot about his personality. But one thing we know, that he could have killed her, but he didn't. You know how many of you know, you said, well, if a woman did that to me, I would do this. Look at somebody and say, you don't know what you would do. I mean, women say, oh, God, girl, if he had done that to me. You don't know how good he's been to you before. Joseph, Mary's pregnant. The angels talk to him. How many of you know angels still talk? I'm not talking like wacko people. I'm not talking about that. You know, every word out of somebody, you know, angels don't talk all the time. You know, have people who say, well, you know, angels talk to me. Angels, you're not on a personal, everyday conversation with angels. Angels talk every now and then. Amen? Anybody to tell you an angel talk to you every day? Send them to Dr. Presley. The Dr. Presley over there, he's a psychologist. Just in case you want to know who he is. Amen. This particular case, Joseph is thinking about putting her away. Joseph is thinking about what everybody's talking about in town. Joseph is thinking about the rumor, and you know the rumor probably included Joseph. They're probably saying, yeah, you know you had sex with her. I mean, how many of you know about the rumor mill? And the rumor's gone on, and if you didn't have sex with her, somebody else had sex with her. And Joseph is thinking about his reputation. After all, he's supposed to be a godly man, so he has a rep that he has to hold up. Sometimes you and I need an angel to keep us from acting a fool. Sometimes we need to hear another voice, because sometimes we know, I have a right to do this. Just because you have a right to do it doesn't mean that it's the right thing to do right now. So this angel speaks. And Joseph changes. How many of you know sometimes it ain't easy to change your mind? When God speaks, the Lord says, turn the other cheek. Do I have to, Jesus? Can I just strike back one time? Joseph changes his mind. And even when you follow, when you're obedient to God, in a difficult circumstance. Anybody can be obedient when it's easy, but when it's hard to be obedient, you still have consequences after you've been obedient. It's not over just because you've been obedient. You still got to deal with the consequence of being obedient. Do I have a witness in the house? Joseph hears an angel. Angel said, go marry him. Mary will be all right. And then Joseph can't have sex with her until the baby's born. Look at somebody, say, a consequence. He's been engaged for I don't know how long. Look at somebody, he said, he's just being real. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. How many of y'all got married and didn't have sex for the next 9 months? You would have got divorced the next week. Joseph, so he had the consequence. And so he's there and they don't have any sexual relationships until the baby is born. Joseph is obedient. And he's willing to abide by the consequences of his decision. The baby is born. How many of you know that Joseph had to be a special guy for God to send his Holy Spirit into his wife, and then Joseph, the stepfather, is going to raise the Savior? You don't want just any fool raising the Savior. He's got to be more than a carpenter. There's got to be something about his spiritual self that little baby Jesus picked up by being in the presence of Joseph. And Joseph gets no credit. Oh, on Christmas we talk about Mary, Elizabeth, Zacchaeus, Zacharias. What about Joseph? What about the guy that stayed? Look at somebody, say, he was no absent dad. Stayed when he worked in the carpenter shop. He probably taught Jesus carpentry. Showed compassion. I don't think that Joseph in the marriage, I see nowhere that Joseph went around talking about for the rest of his life, you know, he ain't mine. Joseph stayed right there and he raised the Son of God. And God could have picked anybody. But he picked men, here it is. I don't know how much credit you get at Christmas. I know this year it's going to be different in our house. Barbara usually does all the shopping, and I sit down on the floor and hand out gifts. And then they say, well, I said, who's this gift? Who's this gift from? And the package says, from Mommy and Daddy. Don't look for this year. Cash is it. Joseph didn't get any credit on Christmas. Only thing he did was he protected Mary. Look at somebody say, he protected Mary. She could have been killed. He could have scandalized her name. He had a right to, but he protected her. And not only did he protect her, he protected that baby. Remember when Herod was after the baby and an angel came back and said again, take them out of the country, because go down into Egypt land. Guess what, Joseph? Joseph obeyed. He took Mary and little Jesus down to Egypt land. He stayed by Mary. Somebody ought to at least say, thank you, Joseph. Somebody ought at least ought to say, thank you for a role model for what a real man ought to be. That he stands there by. Things don't always, I don't care what kind of marriage you've got, things are not going to always be perfect. If you're gonna quit, you're going to run out every time somebody stumps their toe. I'm through. I'm just through. You got to stay there sometimes. The best days is on the other side of the mess. You got to hang in there sometimes. And you know, we get a bad rap. I'm so glad that here in the text that the problem initially did not come through Joseph. Initially. The main problem came through Mary.
I know y'all women don't like that. I know you don't like it because you're so accustomed to us being the problem. But in this case, hallelujah. Joseph, he ought to be mentioned at Christmas too. I mean, if you could have a donkey in a manger at Christmas, certainly Joseph ought to be there. You could have the three wise men from the east. At least somebody ought to say one good thing about old Joseph. Joseph, we are bringing you out of the tombs, brother. We're not going to forget you anymore. Oh, I know Mary is a highly favored woman, but if Mary is highly favored, you are highly favored too. God sent an angel to talk to you too. Thanks be to God that you didn't act out of your emotion. Thank be to God that you acted spiritually. Thanks be to God that you had a talk with an angel last night. Thanks be to God that while you were in your rights to destroy her, God superimposed his will upon you, and you did the right thing and stood by Mary, the mother of the Savior of the world. And so we give you the praise today. We just lift up your name, Joseph, today in this house. Joseph!